The Pain and the Great One quiz questions. Number one, what is the relationship between the pain and the great one? A, classmates. B, little sister and big brother. C, cousins. D, little brother and big sister. Number two, what is the central message or lesson we learn from reading about this family? A, the baby of the family always gets treated better. B, everybody has a different viewpoint, even within the same family. C, the oldest child in a family is always smartest. D, the lesson is that brothers and sisters can never get along. Number three, which of the following best describes the mom and dad in the story? A, they like the little brother better than the older sister. B, they like the older sister better than the little brother. C, they are patient and try to be fair because they love both their children. D, they are tired of hearing the kids complain and argue. Number four, the sister says her brother sings at the top of his lungs when she is on the phone. What does that idiom really mean? A, he sings as loud as he can. B, he sings in a whisper voice using the breath from his top lungs. C, that is the name of his favorite song from school. D, he sings in a high-pitched baby voice. Number five, in this story, why is it important to have two different chapters or sections? A, it is a long story. B, it helps us know that each section is told by a different character. C, it matches the title of the book. D, each section is about a different time in their lives. Number six, we read about the pain and then about the great one. Which point of view is used in both parts? A, a narrator tells both sides of the story, third person point of view. B, the mother is telling the story, first about the brother, then the sister, third person. C, each character is telling their own story, first person. D, the sister tells the entire story through her point of view, first person. Number seven, what mood or feelings do many of the illustrations show for the brother and sister? A, jealousy. B, anger. C, frustration. D, all of the above. Number eight, how are the brother and sister the same? A, they both think their parents love the other child more. B, they are the same age. C, they love to go swimming together. D, they always get along. Number nine, what is the author trying to tell us by showing us both points of view? A, the author wants us to know how hard it is to be a mom or dad. B, we can decide who is actually the better child. C, having a sibling is hard. The children have the same feelings, they just don't realize it. D, someone is right and someone is wrong.